Amen. Please do sit down. And if you can just rest the instruments down, that would be fantastic.
Do you know, I don't think Jesus would have minded. I think Jesus would have loved all the noise. We've just been singing, haven't we? This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now to follow him. But what does it mean to follow the servant king? As we reflect on how Jesus was both a servant and a king, we need to have the same attitude. We need to have that same spirit of humility, to put others before ourselves, to spend time with people who society try and avoid, those without money, people who are different to us in language or race or social standing, people who few seem to care about, the homeless, those with mental illness, people whose behaviours we don't understand. Like Jesus, we are challenged to prioritise bringing good more than keeping the rules, to value extravagant demonstrations of love more than financial prudence, to think about what it looks like, metaphorically at least, to wash people's feet. But when we start thinking about this, we can feel overwhelmed. The challenges seem so big, and our own capacity to obey so meager. If we are honest, it is easy to get disheartened. But that is the wonder of being a follower of Jesus, because he not only calls us to be servant-hearted, but he gives us, through his Holy Spirit, the strength, the power, the courage to obey. Jesus doesn't expect us to follow him in our own strength. He knows we will constantly fail. The book of Colossians we have been studying recently puts it so well. Just as you received Christ Jesus as Lord, continue to live in him. How did we receive him? We came with empty hands, in total dependence on God to forgive us and pour his love into us. By taking God at his word and trusting him, knowing there was nothing we could do to earn our salvation. As the old hymn puts it, nothing in my hand I bring, simply to thy cross I cling. We recognize our total dependence on him at the start of our Christian journey. But so often, when it comes to living the Christian life, to follow the servant king, we try and do it in our own strength. It's the ultimate example of the upside-down kingdom, that God demands obedience and then pours out his spirit to give us the strength to obey. It brings us back to the foot of the cross. That's why Palm Sunday has to lead to Good Friday, where Jesus died for us, so that we can know new life, not just for salvation, but in the moment-by-moment walk with him. As we come to Jesus, the servant king, in gratitude for all he has done for us and all he wants to give us, as we allow ourselves to be molded and strengthened by him, we will then more and more show others the upside-down kingdom. Let's just pray together. Lord Jesus, we acknowledge that you and you alone are the servant king. We thank you so much that you chose the cross. You went from the adoration of Palm Sunday to the scorn, the beatings, and the death on Good Friday, so that we could have new life with you. Lord, we confess that so often we try to follow your example in our own strength. Please forgive us. Help us to see our total need of you. And may we know the power of your Holy Spirit to inspire, to guide, to give us strength, and enable us to be your servant-hearted followers. We pray that as we do this, we may be a witness to our friends, our families, the people we work with, that we socialize with, that we meet in our daily lives. Help us to behave towards them in ways which demonstrate your upside-down kingdom. Help us to bring love where there is hatred, acceptance where there is judgment, hope where there is despair. And at this time of Easter, we pray that those who don't know you yet would turn to you to receive new life for themselves. Amen. We're going to finish.